T'es qui toi, t'es qui moi?
T'es pas qui, t'es pas quoi?
T'es qui toi, t'es qui moi?
Mais toi, t'es qui, t'es quoi?
Rachid Taha is an Algerian musician who has spent most of his life in France, and his musical influences come from all over the world: Indian Bollywood musicals, Elvis Presley, traditional Arab music, and English punk rock. His latest album is called T'es qui toi, and we're listening to the title track.
T'es qui toi, t'es qui moi?
Mais toi, t'es qui, t'es quoi? Y en aura de la bavure.
Et t'es collé au mur.
Et dans ce tas d'ordures.
Y aura-t-il toi, y aura-t-il moi?
Y aura-t-il toi, y aura-t-il moi?
Rachid Taha joined us from Paris to talk about his new album, and I asked him what the title, T'es qui toi, means.
T'es qui toi translation is very, very difficult for me, because the T'es qui toi in France is who are you? Okay, but is comment on dit?
C'est argot.
Yes, argot, et en même temps, ça
slang.
Veut dire qui sommes-nous?
Who voilà. are we?
Yes. Voilà, qui sommes-nous pour faire ce
Who
qu'on
are
fait?
We to do what we do? Who are
qui
we to allow what we do to continue? He's talking about injustice, corruption, and extremism, both in the West and in the Arab world. Tell me about the song, and I'm sorry, you'll have to forgive my butchering of the language, but I think it's Hasbuhum. Mm-hmm. And that, even if you don't understand Arabic, which I don't, it sounds very angry. And the lyrics are translated in the liner notes, and it says, get rid of them. Tell me about that song. Who do you want to get rid of?
Cette chanson, elle est, c'est une manifestation, en fait. Il y a plus, c'est une manière un peu de parler des leaders philosophiques.
The song is in fact a protest. It's a way of speaking about true leaders. In America, there was Martin Luther King, and in France, there were philosophers everywhere. Now there's nothing. No one to lead people to build something constructive. Now there's only politics.
Maintenant, il y a que des politiques.
Rachid Taha has been singing about politics for more than 20 years. His first band in the 1980s was called Carte de Séjour. It was a pioneering punk Arabic band filled with anger about being a North African immigrant. He once told an interviewer that he felt like a rat in a cage growing up in France. Now he's one of France's most famous and sought-after musicians. Let's talk about you. You were born in Algeria, but spent most of your life in France. And tell us how your music straddles both cultures, the Arabic culture and the Western cultures.
Bah, elles sont mariées depuis très très longtemps, c'est tout. Elles avaient divorcé, maintenant elles ont...
They were married for a long, long time. They divorced recently, but it's been a long time that the Arab and Western cultures were married, and they even had children. Those children are now grown, like me. And I'm returning to pick up the pieces and put them back together. I'm bringing mom and dad back to the house.
Je ramène maman et papa à la maison.
You cover the Clash hit Rock the Casbah. You know, it's about Algeria, obviously. So tell us why you chose to cover that song and what it means to you.
Cette chanson, c'est un peu,
this song is a little, when you talk about oil men, it's like you dress an Arab prince in a suit and tie, he'll look like George Bush. And if you dress George Bush in an Arab outfit, he'll look like an Arab.
Avec un costume arabe, il ressemblera à un arabe.
In other words, when it comes to oil and money, there's not a lot of difference between the East and the West. But Taha still reserves his harshest criticism for Arab leaders. You play a lot in Europe, but rarely in Arab countries. Why is that?
Je ne joue pas dans les pays arabes parce que premièrement,
I don't play in Arab countries mainly because they don't invite me. When a country is not democratic, the people can't do what they want. The first victim of totalitarianism is culture. It's dramatic, but that's the way it is.
C'est dramatique, mais c'est comme ça.
So, but in some way, are Arab youth hearing your message or hearing your songs, do you think? Are they getting your music?
Oui, c'est en train de changer.
Yes, it's changing now because of television, the internet, everything. The leaders can no longer say whatever they want to the people.
Algerian musician Rachid Taha. His new album is called Teki Toi. And if you want to hear full-length versions of Rachid Taha's songs, go to our website, npr.org. Stay with us on Day to Day from NPR News.